New Zealand First MP Clayton Mitchell has described reports he behaved badly at a bar on Saturday night as fake news and politically motivated. It's been reported that the second-term List MP and a friend were kicked out of a Tauranga bar after repeatedly being asked to move from an area because they were blocking staff access. But Mr Mitchell says he was roughly handled by buffoon bouncers who completely overreacted. He also denies reports he accidentally hit a female bar staffer on the side of the head with a glass and says he thinks the young Nats are just trying to stir the story up. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
Clayton Mitchell says he and his friend were simply trying to get a drink at a busy bar. And if anything, security owes him an apology.
If standing at a bar that is busy ordering a drink has been a dick, then I think that's why they need to talk to the security member about their behaviour.
Clayton Mitchell says he did nothing aggressive and he and his friend had already moved away from the area when they were grabbed and forced out the door.
Look, I was actually on the phone to the owner at the time while trying to resolve this issue when I was grabbed quite forcefully by these buffoons. And at the end of the day, couldn't get through to him because he'd gone home. But there was no fighting. We were just trying to go out quietly and calmly. But it was a bit of a kerfuffle and I would say a huge overreaction.
Mr Mitchell also denies accidentally hitting a female bar staffer on the side of the head, spilling a drink on her.
No, I've read the article, that's absolutely not true, that's fake news, that didn't happen.
He says the bar owner is following this up, because the first he heard of the accusation was in media reports. Another report Mr Mitchell is labelling fake news is claims he or one of his friends replied, "We are the law," when security threatened to call police.
That is another absolutely egregious claim that did not happen. I've spoken to my friend that I was with. He said, I didn't say it, and I certainly didn't say it. He didn't say it. That's another just a fabrication trying to create a story that there isn't one.
The bar owner and the security guard involved have not yet responded to RNZ's request for comment. But Mr Mitchell believes he knows where the story's coming from.
And I think it's politically motivated. We know the young Nats are in behind trying to stir something up here.
However, the young Nats say this issue has nothing to do with them. In a statement, President Sam Steed says they wouldn't waste their time on an MP they've never heard of. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters says video from the bar of the incident proves Mr Mitchell did nothing wrong.
Now look, you're just scaremongering, making it up as you go along. Why don't you look at the video? That exonerates Mr Mitchell totally.
Although Mr Peters admits he hasn't seen the video with his own eyes.
No, I know enough about it to be confident about it because somebody I've got enormous trust in has seen it.
Winston Peters says he's confident the video shows any alarm or concern about Mr Mitchell's behaviour isn't justified in any way. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.